It's time now for an encouraging word from the Lord. Get ready for a supernatural lift in your spirit as we prepare our hearts to hear from the radio broadcast of Dr. Ty Dixon. We now enter into a moment of inspiration. Here's Dr. Ty Dixon.
Hello, this is Dr. Ty Dixon, and I just want to welcome you to part two of the Love Test. Get your pen, get your papers. We're having a great time on this series because lives are being transformed and mindsets are being changed. And I just know God is touching somebody in this series. So get ready. We're going right into part two, the Love Test.
So when Paul came out with that, somebody said that crazy spirit. When Paul came out with that crazy spirit and started putting people in jail, it was somebody they knew. These were not strangers that he threw in jail. These were not strangers that he murdered. It was somebody's mama. It was somebody's auntie. It was somebody's daughter. It was somebody's son. They were afraid of Paul. So Ananias answered and said, I have heard many things about this man. How much harm he did to your saints. And how he has had, we're about to finish that for me.
I have heard many reports about this man and all the harm he has done to your saints in Jerusalem, and how he has come here with authority from the chief priests to arrest all who call on your name. But the Lord said to Ananias, go, this is my chosen instrument to carry my name before the Gentiles and their kings and before the people of Israel. I will show him how much he must suffer for my name. Then Ananias went to the house and entered it. Placing his hands on Saul, he said, Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road as you were coming here, has sent me so that you may see again and be filled with the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen. You see what happened. You see this transition. Ananias first questions God and say, why would you send me to a murderer? Why would you want to redeem a murderer? Why would you want to bring Paul of our soul of all people? Of all people that have done some drastically things. Why do you want to save him? The love test. Who is it that you're questioning God about?
All right.
The love test. Who is it that you don't want to extend the mercy of God to? The love test. Who is it that you don't want the grace of God to abound in their lives? The love test. Look at somebody say, the love test. But look who Saul was. Saul was what? Jesus looked at Saul as a what? He looked at Saul as a chosen vessel. Look at somebody that said, it's not all what you see. When Saul was going about killing the Christian and wreaking havoc on the church, God was seeing a chosen vessel. And that's our first key. Please never hinder what God is doing in somebody's life. The love test. Don't be the hindrance. Be the Ananias. Another thing you want to keep in mind that even when God was moving in this situation, Ananias had enough maturity to obey when he did not understand it. Ananias was power-packed. He could lay hands on the blind and their eyes would come open. Another key is when you are anointed, you have to watch your love walk. Because you always want to be open for God to use you at any time, at any place. Oh, what would happen if Saul would walk in this church tonight? Somebody say, I will pass that love test. It's the love walk. Listen to what Ananias said. I love this key. Listen to what Ananias said. Ananias said, I have heard a lot about him. I know this man's reputation.
Yes.
I heard so-and-so, and I heard this, and I heard that. He didn't say, I saw that. He said, I heard that. We could bring it down to 2013. A little birdie told me that Saul did this, and Saul did that, and Saul did this. Somebody said, don't listen to the birdie.
Listen to God.
And we find that Saul, when he was, his eyes were open and he was fully restored by God. And he was standing before the Sanhedrin council and he was giving his testimony. Guess one of the things he said? Ananias, a devout man, laid hands on me. Come, let's give God a praise. Okay, now let's look at another illustration of the love of God. Let's look at another biblical illustration of how God moves in the lives of people, everyday people like you and me. Now we're going to look at Barnabas. Barnabas was also a power-packed man of God. Barnabas was the son of reconciliation. He was one that wanted to keep everybody together. Barnabas was also known as the encourager. He went about encouraging people. Barnabas also was very, very generous. He wanted to give. He was a cheerful giver. Look at somebody say, I thank God I love to give. You see, giving and love walk hand in hand. They're just like that. If you love right, you're going to give right. You cannot say, I love and don't give. It's one. So Barnabas was an encourager, and he was one that was a cheerful giver, and he was one that wanted to give, so much so that he took some of his land and sold it and gave the money to the church. And he was known to just give and give. He was such a powerful packed man, they really put him over the money at one time to orchestrate the money. One of the things you will learn about the early church, that the early church was rich. They had a lot of money. The early church, there was no one in that church that was hungry. There was no one in that church naked or didn't have it or whatever. There was no one on the mission field that didn't get money from the early church. They sent money out. They had so much money coming in, they would send it out and send it out and send it out. Somebody say, love will also prosper you. So we're looking at Barnabas at this time, and we're going to look at Acts 15. 36 and 40. I love this passage of scripture because it again shows us the frailty of mankind and the power of God. Think at somebody say, the Bible is filled with real people. Acts 15, 36 through 40. Then after some days, Paul said to Barnabas, let us go back and visit our brethren in every city where we have preached the word of the Lord and see how they are doing. Now Barnabas was determined to take with them John called Mark. But Paul insisted that they should not take with them the one who had departed from them in Pamphylia and had not gone with them to work. Let's look at 39. Then the contention became so sharp that they parted from one another. And so Barnabas took Mark and sailed to Cyprus, and Paul took Silas and departed, being commended by the brethren to the grace of God. Now, if you look at this, what it all sums up to say, they had a fight. They had a fallout. And the fallout was because John Mark had gone on a missionary journey, but John Mark did not finish the missionary journey. John Mark left and came back. And Paul was like, I don't want to be bothered with John Mark, because John Mark is weak and he's not ready for ministry. So he's not going nowhere else with me. How many people have ever been kicked off the bus? You just could not handle the pressure. And so Paul said, no, I am not taking John Mark with me. John Mark was rolling. John Mark was doing really good on the first missionary journey. I mean, they were casting out devils and they were doing all kind of wonderful works for the Lord. But somewhere in there, John Mark got a little bit weak under pressure. Can I see the hands of anybody here that's ever got weak under pressure? We all have been there. And so what happens is, Paul, and I want you all to look at the different administrations of the gift of God. Paul was called to be an apostle who to go out and establish churches throughout the whole. So he really didn't mean no harm. He just didn't have time for the drama. No love lost. He just didn't have time to try to raise up John Mark. He had to be about his father's business. Barnabas, on the other hand, did not have the same call as Paul. He was not on the same level as Paul. His clock was not ticking as fast as Paul. See, Paul had to go and he had to establish churches and he had to go into the third heaven. He had a lot of work to do for God. Amen. No love lost. He just didn't have time to raise up John Mark. And see, there are sometimes you will find that leaders just don't have time for it. But then Barnabas, who was also a leader with less call of than Paul, he said, no. He had what? A merciful spirit. He said, come on, I'll take John Mark with me. Look at the love of God. John Mark wasn't ready for that level, but he can go on another journey. He wasn't ready to run as fast as Paul was, but he could hang out with Barnabas. Look at somebody say, be a Barnabas. So Barnabas took John Mark under his wing, and Barnabas began to mentor and strengthen John Mark and teach him some things. Paul went with Silas, and we know about Paul and Silas. At the end of the day, years later, John Mark matured, and Paul sent a letter and said, also, I want to commend John Mark, for he has proven to be useful to me in ministry. That goes to tell you that if you ever stumble and fall and you fall under pressure and you're not strong at that time, don't give up on yourself. And God was saying a Barnabas to tell you, you're going to make it. And I love the sincerity and the openness of Paul, because Paul didn't kick him off the bus forever. He said, look at y'all growing up a little bit. And then he called him on back to help minister to him. You see, even if you fall short, God still will complete the work that he started on the inside of you. The love test. Oh, my God. So we got to understand that when we run into a John Mark, we got to be careful how we handle John Mark. We got to be what? That encourager. Say, John Mark, you're going to make it. It is twofold. Barnabas never said anything mean about Paul. It's not written.
Thank you so much for listening to The Love Test. This is Dr. Ty Dixon, and I just want to tell you that you are going to make it. You are going to make it. You are going to make it. I can hear someone right now saying, oh, God, I wish I had that kind of love. God has done a work on the inside of you, and the word of God declares to you, he will complete that work. That if the seed of Christ has been planted inside of your sanctified soul, you're going to love, right? Don't worry about it. We all fall short from time to time, but I know that there are some people that's listening to this message that's coming back alive. Yes, you're going to restore that relationship. Things are going to turn around, and the love of Christ is going to ooze through you. Yes, the love test. You're going to pass it. You are going to pass it. Don't forget, part 3 is coming up on next week. Don't miss part 3. Don't miss it the same time next week. I'll see you for The Love Test Part 3.
You've just heard another encouraging message from the radio broadcast of Dr. Ty Dixon and A Moment of Inspiration. For more life-changing messages from this powerful ministry, visit her website at www.tydixon.org. That's www.tydixon.org.